This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro, and each night we are here to answer your questions.
My name is Sue Schrader, and I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
This is Jessica Kessner.
I'm Ron from Encinitas, California.
Sarah Woodard, and I'm calling from Burlington, Vermont, and I'm wondering if I need to wear a mask while running.
I'm wondering what we can do for the grocery store workers.
Is now the right time to consider a career change?
I'm getting ready to leave for college in the fall. I'm wondering what are the chances I attend or live at my college in the fall?
Is it possible that the allergy medication contributed to his having a less severe case?
So that's my question.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
NPR journalists and outside experts are on hand tonight to offer solid facts, tell you what we know, and correct some of the misinformation that is floating around. When we don't know something, we'll tell you that too. Send us your questions about the pandemic and the way we live now at npr.org/nationalconversation. On Twitter, use the hashtag NPRConversation. Each night, we begin by answering the question, what happened today? Well, today, an encouraging milestone. Worldwide, more than 1 million people have recovered from COVID-19. The FDA gave emergency authorization for the drug remdesivir to treat COVID-19. The drug has shown in early trials to reduce the time patients are in the hospital. More states are loosening restrictions. Restaurants are open today in Oklahoma, among other states. Thomas Hunter owns Ricardo's Mexican restaurant in Tulsa. They opened for lunch today, and he thinks they can keep the staff and customers safe.
As long as they're practicing COVID etiquette, I think that we can safely start operating restaurants and maybe some other stores to get the economy back rolling.
As some areas focus on reopening, New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio warned against talk of liberating the city.
That's actually damning people. That's damning them potentially to their deaths.
Schools and colleges in New York will be closed for the rest of the year. All across the U.S. today, essential workers, including healthcare workers, came out in protest. Many said their companies have failed to provide them the proper protective gear or safety measures. Here's Christian Smalls at a protest outside an Amazon warehouse in New York where he used to work.
This company failed us. It failed the workers. It failed me.
Millions of people have been deemed essential workers. Of course, that includes nurses, doctors, and first responders, but also people working as drivers, fulfilling shipping orders, staffing grocery stores. And many of you have called in expressing your concern for these essential workers. Here's Kara in North Carolina.
I'm wondering what we can do for the grocery store workers. They have jobs, so they can't get unemployment and maybe don't want to be on the front lines of the pandemic.
What's it like to be in a role that you never expected would put your health at risk? Well, usually we ask one expert to answer as many of your questions as we can. Tonight, we're doing something a little bit different. We are going to take this one question and ask it to a few people living through it. On the line with us tonight, we have Diana, who works at an Amazon fulfillment center. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, no problem.
Also, Ruby, who is an associate at Walmart. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And Jerome, a driver for Lyft. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Now, I want to explain, we're only using your first names and we're not saying where in the country you are because we don't want you to suffer professional consequences for talking with us. First, I just wonder what it feels like to each of you to be an essential worker right now when you might not have expected these to be jobs that incurred the kind of risks you are facing. And of course, you don't speak for everyone at your company, but from your own personal experience, I mean, Diana, what's it like for you at an Amazon fulfillment center?
Okay, well, with Amazon, I'm grateful because I feel as though I am contributing to the community. Many businesses are closed to the public, and my employer provides the people convenient access to anything they may want or need. Considering the circumstances surrounding the pandemic, my work is of essence, and I feel good about that.
All right. Well, Jerome, what about for you as a Lyft driver?
I'm not just a Lyft driver. I'm also a volunteer with the Mobile Workers Alliance. And first, I'd like to give a message of solidarity with the workers on strike today over the coronavirus safety precautions offered to employees. This is a big part of what we're talking about tonight, so I think it's important to spread awareness. We talk to drivers every week and hear their stories, and I hear pretty consistently that there's uncertainty and fear. Will I get the virus today? What will I do if I get it? Should I take a break if I'm feeling symptoms? All of these concerns can be addressed if Uber and Lyft comply with state law and make us employees. use that $110 million to provide direct relief for drivers instead of on that deceptive ballot initiative. That would
I'm curious, just in your own experience, have you as a driver had somebody coughing in the backseat of your car and thought, am I in danger of getting COVID-19 right now?
Yes, I do all the time. But I understand that we are an essential service and we take people that are vulnerable who won't risk taking public transportation. And I totally understand it. It's hard to stay 6 feet apart on a crowded bus or train.
Right. Ruby, what's your experience been at Walmart?
Scary, really scary. They're saying that they're doing all these things at Walmart, which they're not. There's no nightly cleaning. There's no carts that are being sprayed down and sanitized. There's no gloves for the associates. There's no one at the front door to control the public from coming in. I work at a most profitable store, and our CEO had made a comment that it's Black Friday every day, all over again. And he made over.
You mean because so many people are shopping there? You mean because there's so much money? Yeah.
Yeah, and they're not doing enough to protect us. We don't have no hazard pay. We can't. We can't take time off if we're sick. It's just too much going on, and I'm scared to come home to bring this to my family.
Oh, wow. Now, we did reach out to these three companies, and I just want to give a short sample of what they said they are doing to protect workers. Lyft and Walmart both said they follow CDC protocols. Lyft said it's distributing sanitizing products and has begun distributing masks and that it provides funds to drivers diagnosed with COVID-19. Amazon says it requires face masks and conducts temperature checks. It's also increased worker pay. And Walmart says it has mask requirements and temperature checks with cash bonuses for hourly workers and increased sanitizing of stores. But clearly, for you on the front lines, it doesn't always feel that way. Many of our listeners have wrote in asking what they can do to keep workers like you safe. Erica in Michigan writes, what suggestions do you have for grocery store workers to stay safe and keep others safe? Of course, none of the three of you work in a grocery store, but I'm sure you do have suggestions. Ruby, why don't you go first at Walmart? What would your recommendation be for customers?
For the customers, I would suggest for one person to come in to go shopping, not to bring their whole family and let their children run the store. Yeah. Take precautions, wear your mask, get what you need, essential stuff only, and please be fast about it. We're trying to keep control of the public, and we cannot keep control of the public if you don't help us too.
Jerome, for you as a Lyft driver, what would you like to see your passengers do?
Well, there's not a lot passengers can do. A lot of it falls on the drivers to provide a safe, clean environment for our passengers.
Well, so I'm sure you'd prefer if a passenger wears a mask, for example, right?
Oh, yes, of course. And I've had many, many passengers wear masks in the car, and they always ask me if it's okay if they don't wear it. And of course, I encourage wearing the mask. What passengers can do is encourage Lyft and Uber to provide protections to their employees, like every other company is, provide masks and sanitizing equipment, because us drivers, we're on the hook for all of that. We pay for all of that. And right now, they need to pick up a little bit more slack.
And Diana, for you at an Amazon Fulfillment Center, obviously you're not interacting with customers, but if there's something that you could ask Amazon to do, what would that be?
Oh, no. I mean, I fully believe that Amazon's top priority is to ensure the health and safety of all the employees.
Let's imagine that you had a moment sitting down with Jeff Bezos. It sounds like you would say thank you, but if you could make one request that he does something to keep his workers safer, what would that be?
Safer at this point, maybe to extend the raise in pay just a little bit longer.
Yeah. Is it time limited now? Is that what you mean?
Yes. I believe it's mid-March around the time where they stopped the increase in pay and overtime compensation.
I want to say we haven't checked that with Amazon, but it's interesting to hear your perspective. Another question comes from April in Tennessee, and I think this is the last one we're going to have time for, but she wants to know whether regular testing for essential workers would be one way to help keep the virus from spreading. What do each of you think? If you had to get tested on a weekly basis, would you be enthusiastic about that, Ruby?
I would. I would love to be tested on a weekly basis, yes, because I could be tested now and be clean, but I could catch it tomorrow.
Yeah. Jerome, would you be eager to have weekly testing if that were offered?
Yeah, absolutely. It would certainly ease my concerns that I'm potentially spreading the virus to my community. Obviously, health insurance to get a test on my own would be an option. But right now, Uber and Lyft are not complying with state law. So they're not giving their drivers.
So are you working without health insurance right now? Jerome, do you not have coverage?
I do not have coverage. And wow. Lyft and Uber should be providing it, and they shouldn't, because
I was just going to give Diana an opportunity to weigh in about this question of testing. If Amazon were offering you a test once a week, would you be enthusiastic about that?
Well, they're in the process of doing that right now. They only have temperature checks testing. And for now, that will suffice, but it does not mean that Tylenol will not, like, you know, cover up the results of that test. But yes.
All right. Ruby, Diana, and Jerome work for Walmart, Amazon, and Lyft, respectively. Thanks to all three of you for your work during this challenging time and for sharing your experience and stories with us.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate
it. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you.
We're going to have much more about jobs in the economy on Monday. And so if you have questions about finding a job right now during the pandemic, send it to us at npr.org/national conversation. Up next, treating COVID-19. We'll answer your questions about what appears to be working. This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.